Aries, March 21 to April 19, Aries chemist Percy Julian, 1899-1975, was a trailblazer in creating medicine from plants. He patented more than 130 drugs and laid the foundation for the production of cortisone and birth control pills. Julian was also a black man who had to fight relentlessly to overcome the racism he encountered everywhere. I regard him as an exemplary member of the Aries tribe, since he channeled his robust martial urges toward constructive ends again and again and again. May he inspire you in the coming weeks, dear Aries. Don't just get angry or riled up. Harness your agitated spirit to win a series of triumphs. Taurus, April 20 to May 20, Taurus actor Pierce Brosnan says, "You struggle with money. You struggle without money. You struggle with love. You struggle without love, but it's how you manage. You have to keep laughing, you have to be fun to be with, and you have to live with style." Brosnan implies that struggling is a fundamental fact of everyday life, an insistent presence that is never far from our awareness. But if you're willing to consider the possibility that his theory may sometimes be an exaggeration, I have good news. The coming months could be less filled with struggle than ever before. As you deal with the ease and grace, I hope you will laugh, be fun to be with, and live with style, without having to be motivated by ceaseless struggle. Gemini. May 21 to June 20, Gemini author and activist William Upsky Wimsett is one of my role models. Why? In part, because he shares my progressive political ideals and works hard to get young people to vote for enlightened candidates who promote social justice. Another reason I love him is that he aspires to have 10,000 role models. Not just a few celebrity heroes, but a wide array of compassionate geniuses working to make the world more like paradise. The coming weeks will be an excellent time for you to gather new role models, dear Gemini. I also suggest you look around for new mentors, teachers, and inspiring guides. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, I want you to fulfill your desires. I want you to get what you want. I don't think that yearnings are unspiritual indulgences that divert us from enlightenment. On the contrary, I believe our longings are sacred homing signals guiding us to our highest truths. With these thoughts in mind, here are four tips to enhance your quests in the coming months. 1. Some of your desires may be distorted or superficial versions of deeper, holier desires. Do your best to dig down and find their heart source. 2. To help manifest your desires, visualize yourself as having already accomplished them. 3. Welcome the fact that when you achieve what you want, your life will change in unpredictable ways. You may have to deal with a good kind of stress. 4. Remember that people are more likely to assist you in getting what you yearn for if you're not greedy and grasping. Leo, July 23, August 22. I regard Leo psychologist Carl Jung, 1875-1961, as a genius with a supreme intellect. Here's a quote from him I want you to hear. "We should not pretend to understand the world only by the intellect, we apprehend it just as much by feeling. Therefore, the judgment of the intellect is, at best, only the half of truth, and must, if it be honest, also come to an understanding of its inadequacy. You may already believe this wisdom in your gut, Leo. But like all of us, you live in a culture filled with authorities who value the intellect above feeling. So it's essential to be regularly reminded of the bigger truth, especially for you right now. To make righteous decisions, you must respect your feelings as much as your intellect." Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22, poet Rainer Maria Rilke exalted the physical pleasure that sex brings. He mourned that so many misuse and squander this experience and apply it as a stimulant to the tired spots of their lives and as a distraction instead of a rallying toward exalted moments. At its best, Rilke said, sex gives us a knowing of the world, the fullness and the glory of all knowing. It is a sublime prayer, an opportunity to feel sacred communion on every level of our being. That's the erotic experience I wish for you in the coming weeks, Virgo. And I believe you will have an expanded potential for making it happen. Libra, September 23, October 22. Even if you are currently bonded with a spouse or partner, I recommend you consider proposing matrimony to an additional person, yourself. Yes, dear Libra, I believe the coming months will be prime time for you to get married to your own precious soul. If you're brave enough and crazy enough to carry out this daring move, devote yourself to it with lavish abandon. Get yourself a wedding ring, write your vows, conduct a ceremony, and go on a honeymoon. If you'd like inspiration, read my piece, I Me Wed, tinyurl.com/selfmarriage. Scorpio, October 23, November. 21, talking about a problem can be healthy. But in most cases, it should be a preliminary stage that leads to practical action, it shouldn't be a substitute for action. Now and then, however, there are exceptions to this rule. Mere dialogue, if grounded in mutual respect, may be sufficient to dissolve a logjam and make further action unnecessary. The coming days will be such a time for you, Scorpio. I believe you and your allies can talk your way out of difficulties. Sagittarius, November 22nd, Dec. 21. Sagittarian cartoonist Charles M. Schulz wrote, "My life has no purpose, no direction, no aim, no meaning, and yet I'm happy. I can't figure it out. What am I doing right?" I suspect that in 2024, you may go through a brief phase similar to his, feeling blank, yet quite content. But it won't last. Eventually, you will be driven to seek a passionate new sense of intense purpose. As you pursue this reinvention, a fresh version of happiness will bloom. For best results, be willing to outgrow your old ideas about what brings you gladness and gratification. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 1-9. We all go through phases that feel extra plodding and pedestrian. During these times, the rhythms and melodies of our lives seem drabber than usual. The good news is that I believe you Capricorns will experience fewer of these slowdowns than usual in 2024. The rest of us will be seeing you at your best and brightest on a frequent basis. In fact, the gifts and blessings you offer may flow toward us in abundance. So it's no coincidence if you feel exceptionally well-loved during the coming months. P.S. The optimal way to respond to the appreciation you receive is to ratchet up your generosity even higher. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. In the fall of 1903, the New York Times published an article that scorned human efforts to develop flying machines. It prophesied that such a revolutionary technology was still at least a million years in the future, possibly 10 million years. In conclusion, it declared that there were better ways to apply our collective ingenuity than working to create such an unlikely invention. 9 weeks later, Orville and Wilbur Wright disproved that theory, completing a flight with the airplane they had made. I suspect that you, Aquarius, are also primed to refute an expectation or prediction about your supposed limitations. Afterward, try not to gloat too much. Pisces, February 19 to March 20, your sweat and tears are being rewarded with sweets and cheers. Your diligent, detailed work is leading to expansive outcomes that provide relief and release. The discipline you've been harnessing with such panache is spawning breakthroughs in the form of elegant liberations. Congrats, dear Pisces. Don't be shy about welcoming in the fresh privileges flowing your way. You have earned these lush dividends. Homework. Indulge in healthy obsessions, not melodramatic compulsions, or exhausting crazes. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com